Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned into Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. I am so glad that you have joined me on today and excited about what the Lord is going to do in and through our life on today. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad therein. So I come to tell you that I am so excited about you and excited about what the Lord is doing in and through our life on today. And I want you to know that we have another day full with a beautiful psalm, a psalm of comfort on today. So grab your Bible, come on in, make yourself right at home as we look at the word of the Lord on today. The word of the Lord state on today over in Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which maketh heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The Lord shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. And then we're going to look also at Psalms 122 and verse number 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Today we're going to be focusing on Psalms 121, verses number 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. I tell you, child of God, this is one of my favorite psalms that I love and repeatedly quote and speak forth and even into the atmosphere and things. We recognize that we're living in days of frustration and confusion, a lot of things that are going, but it's so reassuring to know that joy and comfort and protection always and will come from the Lord. So let's take a look as we look at the scripture today, because I believe that through the word of God, we'll find our victorious living in the word of the Lord. The psalmist wrote Psalm 121 as a song for worshiper to sing while ascending to the temple in Jerusalem. Although the authorship of this psalm is uncertain, some have suggested that Hezekiah may have written it. As the pilgrim made their way towards Jerusalem, they looked to the Lord for protection from many wilderness dangers. Likewise, we are pilgrims and strangers in this world, and our source of our protection and comfort is in Jesus Christ. We need not fear or dread the enemies of our soul, for the Lord is a constant companion and friend who will not leave us nor forsake us. When we call on his name, the strong tower of refuge and strength, he hears us and answers our requests. Furthermore, he has assured us that his angels would encamp around about them who fear him. As the good shepherd, God loves us and watches over us and leads us safely into his fold. Isn't that so assuring to know that Jesus Christ, he is leading, and that we can call on the name, and the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous can run it and be safe. Come on and just shout hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lamb. Now let's take a look here. The source of God's power. Looking in the right direction. And one of the things that we must recognize, child of God, that we must look in the right direction. And that right direction is Jesus Christ himself. Amen? Come on and just shout hallelujah. Now let's take a look at that. Let's examine that and how we're going to contextualize that to our lives today where we at and the relevancy. We shall always trust God, for he is the creator of all things and have all power in heaven and the earth. Now, right before I came on air today, the Lord spoke to my spirit, and he said, Helen, I am the God of absolutely everything. I'm over, I'm controlling everything. And he said, tell my people, fear not. And I speak that prophetic word into someone's life right now, whoever you are that is listening. God told me to tell you, fear not, because he is the I am. And that I am mean and is whatever you need him to be at that moment and at that time, he will be that for you. Whether you need a protector, whether you need a healer, whether you need him as a deliverer, whether you need him as a mind regulator, whether you need him as a heart fixer, a mountain mover, the captain of your salvation. Come on, child of God. I feel the scream and the holler in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Shia-double. He said, I'll be that, what I am, who I say that I am. It says that when we turn to him for help, our vision is upward rather than downward, where we only see our frailty and weakness. Looking downward causes us to contemplate the danger and the hopelessness of each situation. Therefore, a wise person refuses to focus on the enemy or on his own frail human frailty. He has to, or she must, lift up their eyes toward the everlasting hills of God's help. Therefore, they provide hope and strength from God's presence, and he is faithful to those who trust in his name. Too many times we are guilty of seeking comfort and safety that seem to come through reliance upon human strength and ability, whether from ourselves or from others. We should always be mindful of our human frailty and realize that other people, too, are but flesh, and their comfort and their protection often frail. In contrast, God is our Redeemer, and he will never fail the child of God. Now, let's look at the next point, is knowing the strength. Because of the faithfulness of God, we can trust in his promises without fear or dread. Indeed, he has assured us that he will deliver us from evil, and nothing can hurt us or destroy us without his permission. Even when we suffer for his name, we know that he will preserve us and keep us until the day of our redemption. Although losing our lives for his sake is a great reward, living in faith enables us to go from victory to victory without fear or wandering. We know that our help comes from the Lord, and his power and his authority are without equal. To think that he created heaven and earth by the power of his word staggers the imagination. Since his word has power to move mountains and break down the fountains of the deep, we can meditate on his promise and dispel fear from our heart. In his letter to the Roman, Paul stated that the word of the Lord is true, and that he cannot lie. In Romans 3, verses 3 through 4, we must recognize God cannot lie, child of God. And we recognize that God's word cannot lie. Let's see what the word of the Lord says. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true and every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy saying, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. And that's over in Romans chapter 3, verses 3 through 4. Thus, knowing that the love of God and the power of his word, we are confident that he will keep us from destruction. And I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it may seem as though that the enemy is trying to overthrow you. I come to tell you, as a voice of one crying in the wilderness on today, that God will deliver you. And we have confidence in knowing. That's why the Bible admonishes us not to cast away our our confidence, which have great recompense of reward. Your confidence must rely and stay in the word of the Lord. Paul further declared to Romans that our hope is in the Lord, who know how to work all things together for our ultimate good. Romans 8 and 24 and 25 state, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we have seen not, then we do with patience wait for it. Then Romans 8 and 28 state, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. We must recognize that all things are working for your good. Yes, all that craziness that is going on is working for your good. God is going to bring a blessing out of your chaotic situation. Just continue to look to the hill from which cometh your help. Don't look downwardly. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at the frailty of man, but you lift your head and your eyes unto the hill from which cometh your help. I feel the anointing power of God right now. I feel God just moving all throughout the airways and the internet and all throughout, even in India, there over in the Philippines, my friends that are there, my covenant partners that are over there. I just feel God exuding all the way through and strengthening you even right now. Now, let's look here at the scope of God's power. We're going to look at the ability to create. God indeed made all things since the beginning of creation. He created a universe of matter and substance from nothing, which took shape according to the authority of his word. He created the world as a fruitful place of beauty for his own pleasure. Because God delights in his creation, he will neither cast us off nor forsake us. Rather, he delights in bringing joy and peace into our lives and will never keep back any good thing from those who delight in his ways. Now, I want to stop right there and expound upon that principle that I want you to get down in your spirit, because this is what's going to bring that victorious living through the word of God to your place right there. Yeah, where you're at right now is when you learn how to delight yourself in the ways of God. The Bible states, if you delight yourself in God, he said he will give you the desires of your heart. I come to tell you, child of God, the desires of your heart, God wants to give them to you. But he's waiting for you to delight yourself, take delight in God, worshiping him, admonishing him, songs of Zion down in your spirit and heart, singing unto the Lord our God, how you love him, how you adore him, how you appreciate him. And when you begin to delight yourself in God, he said, I will give you the desires of your heart. He can turn our sorrows into joy, our fears into faith, our confusion into comfort. He is truly the source of every good thing. Because of his love for us, he will lead us to safety by making a way even when there appear to be no escape. Now, let's take a look here and look at the word of the Lord. The Bible said over in Psalm 34, verses 19 through 22, it said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But here it is, child of God. But the Lord delivered him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth, now here it is, the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. I come to tell you, child of God, today, God is going to allow the evil to slay the wicked. Now, this is what he's saying, that the wicked, the evil, going to turn around and slay the wicked. When they're trying to slay you, it's going to turn around and slay the wicked and things. And that many are the affliction, but the Lord will deliver you, yes, you child of God, out of them all. Not just one, but the Bible said, out of them all. Come on and put your hands together and shout hallelujah. Oh, that elbow shot. God said he's going to do it for you. Now, let's look here at another point. The ability to keep us from falling. Now, that's profound. If we continue in faith, God has promised to keep us from falling away into perdition. As born-again people of God, he has given us power to overcome the world. If we continue in his word, God will not allow Satan to destroy us. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5:4. Furthermore, if we continue in his love, nothing can prevent us from attaining everlasting life. Jesus declared, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you, and continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments, and I abide in his love. You'll find that over in John chapter 15. Verses 9 and 10. Now, by walking in his love and truth, we have the assurance that God will keep our feet from going astray. Our relationship to him as our Heavenly Father ensured that he will not reject us as his children, even when we fail. John affirmed this truth by declaring that when we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus Christ. See 1 John 2:1. In the gospel that bear his name, John recalled Jesus' proclamation concerning the enduring relationship. And he states, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than them all. And so no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And you'll find that over in John chapter 10, verses 27 through verse number 30. Even when it seemed that our feet would almost slip, God will keep us from falling in order that our salvation remain secure. The Apostle Jude mentioned the security of our relationship to in him. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And you'll find that over in Jude verses 24 and 25. This security we enjoy in our relationship with Jesus is not to be confused with the erroneous doctrine of unconditional eternal security. A person can lose his salvation relationship with the Heavenly Father by walking away from the security offered to us by him. Consider the prodigal son. The prodigal was still his father's son by birth, but he walked away from his father's place of inheritance and provision and safety and security. Those things were restored to him only after he returned in repentance to his father. So it is with the believer who intentionally turn from their heavenly father. They must return to the father of their own volition, seeking restoration. Errant believers can be certain that the Heavenly Father is waiting to receive them with outstretched arms and loving arms. the condition for our security rests in our willingness to remain with the Father and living in harmony with his will for our life. Paul the Apostle referred to this condition as keeping in memory the things preached unto us. See 1 Corinthians 15 and 2. Jesus referred to it as continuing to abide in his love, as keeping his commandment. You'll find that over in John 15, verses 9 through 10. Now, let's look at another point, child of God. The ability to hear cries for help. When we cry unto the Lord in our distresses, he is faithful to hear our petition. God is ever aware of our circumstances, and he knows the trials that we go through. In our hours of greatest need, he is there to comfort and deliver us from the snares of the devil. God never becomes weary or tired of our petitioning him. He is always is moved by our pleas for help. The psalmist declared that he never slumbers or sleeps. We never have to awaken him to our plot. Our face is ever before his because of our image is engraved into the palms of his hand. Isaiah 49:16. When we call upon his name, the Lord is faithful to answer us that he might deliver us from evil. Knowing that God hears us when we call on him, we should give ourselves more diligently to prayer and supplication. James declared, we have not because we ask not. James 4 and 2. Furthermore, Jesus clearly addressed the need to ask for our needs to be met. Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11. Which state, and it shall be given, ask and it shall be given, seek it and ye shall find, knock and shall be opened unto you, for everyone that asketh and he receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or if ye then ask, being evil, know how to give good gift unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that asked him? You'll find that again, Matthew 7 and 7, 3, verse 11. Elijah asked the Lord to stop the rain, and God answered. After 3.5 years of drought, Elijah prayed that God would allow the rain to come again. This time, however, God did not answer after the prophet prayed the first time, but Elijah prayed until something happened. God wants us to be sure that what we are asking for is really our desire. James described this kind of prayer as being fervent and effectual, or what we might call active prayer as opposed to passive prayer. The Bible said over in James, it reads on this line, chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Confess your fault one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man or woman availeth much. Elisha was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. James 5, verses 16 through 18. Sometimes we cry out with a loud voice, while at other times we speak softly to the Lord in prayer. Yet God always hears us whenever we call on him in faith. There's another scripture that says, thus said the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord hath formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And we know that's Jeremiah 33, verses number 2 and 3. He said, God was inviting. He said, call upon me. And I will answer and show you great and mighty things that you know not. And so here the psalmist was saying, and being invited, or Jeremiah was admonishing us to call upon him. And Jesus wants us to call upon him. Amen. And he will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. Now, let's take a look. The ability to give protection in all circumstances. And now what we're talking about, so that you can really understand where we're at, in case, just to remind you, we're talking about the scope of God's power and his ability to protect us in all circumstances. We are under the watchful care of God, and nothing can come upon us that does not allow. He doesn't allow. He even gives his angel charge over us to protect us from evil. Knowing that he loves and cares us causes fear to dissipate. There is no fear in love, but the perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. 1 John chapter number 4 and verse 18. God do not want us to live in the realm of fear. He wants us to live in knowing that in all circumstances, God is there working things out for us and making a way out of no way. And we must recognize that, child of God. God's love provides shelter for us in the midst of the raging storms of life. And sometimes we just need to sit back and just wrap ourselves in the arms of the Lord. Now, I have prayer wraps that I have made. And if you're interested in one, email me, and we'll make sure that we'll send it out or get one to you. It's a prayer wrap that when the storms of life come, what you can do and what normally I would do, I would just take my prayer wrap and just wrap myself in the prayer wrap, just like I'm being wrapped in the cocoon of God or the arms of the Almighty. And if you want one, you can get one, purchase one, email me, and we'll make sure you get one and put your order in for one and things. And you can just come in and just wrap yourself into the arms of the Lord as a covering, a tangible covering. The psalmist declared that he is the shade over our head, protecting us from the burning heat of the sun. Since day and night are alike unto the Lord, the shadow of darkness must flee before his presence. He is a burning fire that drives away the chill of the night and provides warmth and comfort to our soul. By the power of his might, now I won't just stop there. It is the power of the might of God. Now, the scripture that said that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I'm talking about that power of his might. God confound those who lie in the wait in the darkness to bring evil upon us. He is mighty to save us. He would deliver the righteous from every evil. He even causes the devices of those who plot our destruction to ensnare them, that he might preserve our life. The prophet Isaiah penned powerful words of encouragement regarding the protection of the Lord. And we'll find that over in Isaiah 54. And verses number 14 and 17, and I'm going to read that in your hearing. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created, now here it is, child of God, the smith that bloweth the coal in the fire, that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No, well, here it is. Now I want you to get this. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, then shall condemn. This is, now here it is. This is the inheritance of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. Isaiah 54, verses 14 through verse number 17. And think, you must get that in your spirit, that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. I don't care what type of booby trap. I don't care what type of banana peeling that someone tried to put down to cause your foot to slip. I don't care what type of conspiracy of people conspiring to overthrow you and the ministry. The Bible said, the word of the Lord said, no weapon, no weapon that's formed against you is going to prosper. Now, it didn't say, child of God, that the weapon was not going to be formed. Now, and sometimes we get overthrown in the formed weapon, but we need to go on to what the word of the Lord said, that no weapon that is formed against you was going to prosper. It let us know that it was going to be formed, but the Bible let us know that it would not prevail. It will not prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. And the Bible goes on to say that this is the inheritance of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, of the Lord. And this is what the word of the Lord says unto the children of God, that this is our righteousness in the Lord our God, child of God. And so I want you to know what the word says. The psalmist further declared that the moon would not smite us by night. Psalms 121 and 6, that we can readily see the prolonged exposure to the sun causes damage to the skin. But a person hardly thinks about the danger associated with the moonlight. Fishermen know that fish will turn redded quickly when left out under the moonlight. Policemen and other emergency personnel will affirm that they have more calls on night when the moon is full. The moon affects the ocean tide, other earthly processes, which certainly could include the effect upon mankind. Perhaps the psalmists were inferring that God even protects us during times when we are not aware of danger. He watches over us even when we are unaware of our need of him. Isn't that so profound, child of God, to recognize that God is there and he is watching over us? Even in the moonlight hour, when danger is lurking and you don't even recognize that danger is being there, while he keeps us from seeing and unseen danger. And that's what the psalmist here in Psalms 121, verse number 6, was alluding to or telling and admonishing the people of God. I just come to tell you today that God is going to do it. Now, let's look at another aspect of God's preserving power. God, he said, you're going out and you're coming in. Now, let's take a look at that. It said, whether we are just beginning our journey or nearing the end of our day, God cares about us and is ever present to keep us from harm. He cares for the young and the old alike, and we can never diminish in his value to him. When we are going out, he goes before us to prepare the way. When we return, he is there to welcome us and refreshing us by his presence. We have the promise of his word that whatever we do, wherever we go, he will never leave us nor forsake us. I hear a scripture walking in my mind even right now. The Bible said that in six trouble, he would not forsake us. Even in the seventh trouble, the Bible declared, in no wise will he forsaken us? Come on, child of God. Put your hands together and just shout, hallelujah. Shalomoshika. You may be in the sixth trouble now and finding yourself moving into the seventh trouble, the seventh realm of that trouble. God said, in no wise will I forsake you. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it smells like. I don't care what it tastes like. I don't care what the report of man may be. I don't care what the written report may have said. I don't care about the eviction notice that may have come or what people are threatening to do. God said, no wise. Will he forsaken you, child of God? So come on and put your hands together and shout, hallelujah. I feel the exuding power of the Holy Ghost exuding right now through the airway. I hear God say, don't you dare give up, child of God. Don't you dare back down. The God that you serve, heaven is backing you, and heaven is rejoicing because heaven already knows the victory that it lies and is standing before you. All you need to do, child of God, is just hold fast. And hold on and don't you dare give up. I feel the power of God. I feel the miraculous power and the creative power of God exuding. I got to stop for just a moment and say, Lord, just move on out, Lord. Go before us, Jesus. You see the trouble that's up ahead. You see how the adversaries fighting your people. You see how, oh God, the doors are being closed. You see how, Lord, the enemy that's fighting. You see the pharaohs that are coming against your people, Lord. Divide and multiply. Lord, depart the seed, oh God. As we stand as watchmen and watchwomen on the walls, depart the seed, oh God. And Lord, let the enemy be, oh God, flooded in the Red Seas, the seeds that they're coming in against your people. Oh God, this day I declare, Lord, oh God, that you will comfort your people from the north, east, and south end of the continents of this universe, Lord. Father, I call and decree, oh God, open heaven over your people, Lord. I decree, oh God, Father, new manna, oh God, quail, oh God, for the journey, Lord. In the name of Jesus, when everything is drying up, when all the economy, oh God, are in topsy-turvy, Lord, your economy never dries up, oh God. You are sitting a raven with, Lord, a fresh piece of meat to your people, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I declare today by the power that is invested and exuded in me, even right now, Lord, a miracle throughout the land, a miracle over your people, dear God. Lord, let them go back again and see your hand, Lord. Oh God, even the size of a cloud, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I declare and release you, oh God, over our circumstances and situation this day, Lord, because your word declare no weapon formed against your people is going to prosper. And Lord, use my voice as a prophetic utterance that will speak to the money, that money will come forth for the buildings that your people need, the house your people as a house of refuge, a place where they're able to receive the manna and a place of refreshing to praise your name. I call the building forth. I bind up the hand of the adversary and I loose in heaven and earth right now your sovereign will in the life of the prophet, in the life of your evangelist, in the life of your men and women of God that's standing as ambassadors, Lord, in India, in Africa, in the Philippines, in the United States, all throughout the United States and the universe, Lord. I call an anointing down in the name of Jesus, and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost, I'm going out and I'm coming in. It has been dictated by your words from on high, oh God. And now we are order our steps aright, Lord, because we know that we have been engraved into the palms of your hand. Come on, child of God, and go with me for just a moment and shout hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, yes, God, we praise your name from on high. You are the righteous Savior, the everlasting Father, the great I Am, the lily in the valley. Oh, God, you are Jehovah Tiskanu, Lord. You are Jehovah Shammah. You'll be right there, wherever you find yourself in, child of God. God is there. He already went before you and making a way out of no way. Come on and let's stop for just a moment and put our hands together and praise ye the Lord, our God, and shout hallelujah, glory unto the Lamb which was slain. I find the feel the power of God exuding, child of God. You can make it. You can make it. God said you can. I feel the transference of power right now. I feel, Lord, impartating right now from this airway right now, Lord. I feel you saying impart, Lord. Lord, I impart the same power, Lord. Lord, the Holy Ghost power, Father, over this airway, Lord, over your people, Lord. Lord, fill them with the Holy Ghost and that with the mighty burning fire. That it will exude throughout the land in their ministry and the work that you call them to do, that all would know that these child have been with God. Oh, God, even as it was said, that they know that these unlearned men have been with Jesus. Lord, let it be said that we have been with you on this day. Glory be unto God. We must recognize, child of God, that we have a promise of his word, that whatever we do, wherever we go, he will never leave nor forsake us. God would not abandon his children to become praise of the enemy. Although the devil walked throughout the earth seeking whom he may destroy, we trust God, our deliverer, to protect us. Even when we are about to go on a trip, it's wise to ask God's protection. Regardless of the method or the mode in which we travel, he is our faithful guide and companion. Just knowing that our lives are in his hand should give us peace and keep us from the torment of fear. Oh, child of God, I feel the power of God. Now, let's look at another aspect of God's preserving power, now and forever. God's love and protection will endure forever because he is faithful to keep his promise. The faithfulness of God's word is our assurance that he will never leave us alone. Let us and let our conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as we have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13:5. The Lord ever abide with us that we might continually be in his presence. We cannot go to a place that is beyond his seeing eyes. The psalmist David declared, whither shall I go from thy presence? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. You'll find that over in Psalms 139, verses number 7 through 11. We, child of God, I'm talking to you this morning and setting a word in your spirit from the Lord, our God. We should be assured of God's preserving power and presence both in this life and in the life to come. If we should cross over the veil of death, He will be there to lead and guide us into the eternal joy of heaven. He is ever constant and always the same. Whether in life or death, He is faithful to those who put their trust in Him. He also spoke those words of comfort. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 24 and 35. Therefore, we should hold fast to the promises of God, child of God. Ah, we must recognize joy and comfort and protection come from the Lord. We should not place our trust in the things of this world because of our temporary nature. All that is in this world will one day pass away, but the faithfulness of God shall stand sure. When we enter into His presence, the things of this world seem small and insignificant. In the sanctuary of the Lord, however, we find comfort and strength. God, who is our fortress and strength, gives peace to those who trust in His word. As we see fear and perplexity taking hold of this world, we should seek refuge in the tabernacle. David proclaimed, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalms 122 and verses number 1. What joy and comfort we can find when we come before the Lord with praise and worship in our heart. As we see the day of the Lord approaching, we should desire even more to enter into the tabernacle to honor His name. The Lord would never disappoint those who fear Him. They will be exalted in the day of redemption. Come on, child of God, and lift your hands and shout hallelujah. Oh, yes, child of God. The Lord is our fortress, and the Lord is our strength. We must recognize, child of God, before I close off this airway on today, I want to let you know and to warn you as a voice crying in the wilderness on today, making the crooked places straight and the path straight for the Lord to put a word in your spirit on today. You must recognize that the plot and plan of the enemy is to snuff out your praise and to destroy your worship unto God. Because we must recognize that the joy of the Lord, it is our strength. And when we fail to walk in that place of worship and praise, then our hearts become darkened with the vicissitudes of life. And what the adversary wants to do is to blot out, to rob you of your joy of worshiping and praising God. But I come today as the prophetic utterance and the prophet of the Lord, or the woman of God, to speak in your spirit and cause a redemption through the power of God, and my tongue being the instrument of God on this morning, carving out all of that doubt and that wickedness and that frustration, and setting back in your spirit that spirit of worship and praise unto God. And through this special anointing that is exuding right now, that's breaking and destroying the yoke, unchained of frustration and uncomfortableness and complaint and murmuring and disappointment and complexity, I command by the power that is invested in me right now, that that power and the chain of disappointment and perplexity to be broken off of your mind, off of your spirit today, and that you walk back into the place of worship and the place of praise. I call it to be so. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Chakabo, that I call life, the life of the Holy Ghost, life in the name of Jesus, life in the name of Jesus, life in the name of Jesus, to exude back in, Lord, your child's spirit and heart right now, because your word declared no weapon formed against him is going to prosper. No weapon formed is going to prosper against you, child of God. And I pray that as you recognize that God's ability to create, his ability to keep us from falling, his ability to hear our cry, his ability to protect us from all circumstances, his ability to preserve your going out and your coming in now and forever, then God is going to do it, child of God. I want you to know that in Psalms 121 is a comfort that God, he will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth you will not sleep, nor will he slumber. He is thy keeper. And I know that without a shadow of a doubt today, as you turn your direction and back to looking to the hill from which cometh your help, and turning your direction to the place in which God has called you to turn it, not on the frailty of man and humanity, and not on your circumstances, but unto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. He's going to tell you what to do. He's going to give you the secrets of men and let you know what they're doing against you, even in the darkness and even in the hidden places. He's going to reveal unto you the conspiracies and the words that are being spoken. He's going to form the words in your mouth of what to speak when you get there. He said, don't even worry. Don't even sweat the devil and things. You just praise God, and God will slew and set ambush. I hear the same command before I go off this airway that God gave to Jehoshaphat over in 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. And see, he said, Jehoshaphat, he gave him a word when the enemy was coming up against them. And Jehoshaphat called and brought all of Israel and Judah before the Lord. And they commanded a fast. And Jehoshaphat, a word of the Lord came unto them in their midst and said, the Lord said to set yourself. And told them that they didn't need to fight in this battle, but to set themselves and things and praise God. And that how that God was going to set ambush against the enemy, because they were going to send Judah first. And I come to tell you, child of God, as you just send Judah first and start praising God, God is going to set ambush before your enemies and things and destroy every yoke and every man that has been trying to destroy the work that God has placed in your hand. So in my closing on today, I don't know about you, but my soul has been tremendously blessed by the word of the Lord, and that my soul has been empowered by the exuding anointing power that was exuding off of this message and this word on today. And I pray that as you continue to look to the hill from which cometh your help, that God will undergird you and God will fortify you, is my prayer. And so in closing, as we join together, those that will, those that have a heart and faith believing, I want you just to lift your hands in the direction even of your monitor or your place where you're at, just lift your hands unto the Lord. Gracious Father, we come right now in the highest name heaven recognized, and that's in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, that you will bless, Lord, the hearers on today. You see their needs, oh God. Father, you know every one of their needs, Father. You said that you know even while we're asking that you will be yes. And so we just want to say, child of God, I know it's nobody but the devil that wanted to try to disconnect, but we want you to be encouraged as never before, the knowing that God is able to do it on your behalf. Now, the other thing, before I leave off of the air on today, I just want you to know that you can always send your prayer request over to Pastor Orm, and I want you to know that I'll be praying with you. I'll be touching and agreeing. I will be more than glad to touch and agree with you and things. You can always email me at Helen, O-R-M-E, Helen Orm, at MSN.com, and I will be more than glad to stand proxy and stand in agreement with you as you seeking the Lord for whatever it may be, whether it's a building, whether it's money to finance the ministry that God has called you to, whatever it is. Nothing is too hard for our God, but he admonishes us to come together and for us to begin to seek the Lord and touch and agree. And the Bible said for us to touch and agree and ask of anything of the Father, which is, it shall be done of the Father, which is in heaven. And things, I know that's kind of paraphrasing a little, but God admonishes us to go for it and for us to touch and agree. And I want to touch and agree with you, child of God. And so I invite you to go to our website, ShekinahGloryTabernacle.com, and things, and to and I will just remember you in prayer, and those that are sending forth your requests even now through our web chat, I want you to know I'm receiving those. I'm going to write those down. We're going to take them in my prayer closet and pray. And I want you to know, Pastor Arm, I am the international intercessor prayer warrior here in the region of the Pacific Northwest District. Been doing it for close to 20 years and things formed it, done prayer shut-ins and leading the frontline prayer ministry, have done various types of prayer ministry. That is what I've called to. I love preaching and I love teaching and I love prophesying, the gift that God has given unto us. But one of the things that God has given is the ability to go to ascend into heaven and pray on behalf of God's people. And right now, I just rebuke the spirit, even the spirit of the Prince of Persia that comes to fight the children of God, to stop that which God has given. I command and decree a release. And I want you to know that Pastor Arm is praying for you. Those that are sending your request in right now, I want you to know that I will. I want you to email me if you want one of those prayer wraps. I'll encourage you to send in and send in a request there, and I'll send you your email, and I'll send you out the information you need to be able to get one and things. And I want you to know that you are going to be blessed, child of God. We've been working in ministry going on since 84, and we're excited about what God is doing. But I'm going to tell you, in my closing, God literally raised my husband from the dead. I called on that matchless name when the cold fingers of death was trying to snatch him out of this world. I called on that name, the saints of God, seen God miraculously raise my husband up from the dead. And I come to tell you, I stand in the boldness of the Holy Ghost. And through as the woman of God, the prophet of the Lord, and spoke the word of life back into the Lord. And heaven backed it up and raised my husband up from the dead. And I come to tell somebody with a surety, without a shadow of a doubt, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we asked or even think. And I want you to know I will be praying with you. I'm going to go to the websites that are going up on the web chat right now, and I'm going to look at your website. I'm going to be praying with you, man of God. I want you to know that God sent you here today for a word, and all the listeners that will listen on today, you were sent here by divine appointment that you had to listen to this today, that God wanted to do something profoundly in your life. And I want you to know, even there in the Bronx of New York, that God is setting up a miracle for you. A door is being opened unto you in things. I know that the God that I serve is able. Be encouraged. I want to hear the testimony of what God has done. I want you to know we love you, and we'll go ahead and look at your website and be more than glad to. And those that are be listening to this casting later, I want you to know we love you. Send me your information, and I want you to know your prayer request. Send it to me. I want to be able to pray with you and things and touch and agree with you that God will do it. I want you to know within 7 days, God's going to do something profound. God is going to do it in your life. Don't you dare give up. Be thou encouraged. Like I said, if you don't have it, God got it. And you are just one prayer away from your miracle. All you have to do is, according to Matthew 7:7, ask and you shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Until we meet again, know that I'll meet you again at the same time and same station on tomorrow. And things. I love you.